Welcome to Sex Talks. This is our first episode. My name is Leighton. I'm going to be hosting this conversation, and I'm so looking forward to just digging into some topics around sexuality, sharing from my story, from my experience, and much of which is tough. It's painful. A lot of my story is filled with with hard moments, with difficult choices that I made, tough choices, bad choices, and then the story of a lot of just redemption and goodness and encountering what I was made for. Over the course of this this channel, this podcast, this series, I'm going to be sharing a lot from what I've experienced, from my story, diving into, you know, a lot of my life with you. And I'm doing this in the hopes that you can benefit from what I've learned, that you can benefit from my experiences, from what God has walked me through, and also the ways that He has absolutely, radically redeemed it and transformed me. And I believe that that is possible because I've experienced it. I believe that's possible for you as well. And so I think to kick off before anything today, I want you to ask yourself the question, is there anything that I am currently stuck in? Is there any normal in my life? Any place where if I looked at my life right now, I would say, you know what, that's how I'm believing I'm going to live for the rest of my life. And maybe it's not a good thing. I know for me, it wasn't a good thing. Probably I was 20, 21 when I started asking myself that question, because it came up that I was in a series, a rut of masturbation. I had honestly masturbated since I hit puberty, since I was 12, 13. And it was just an outlet for me. It was a way to experience pleasure, experience, something that I didn't understand at the time, but was an outlet for that. And so I started asking myself the question when I was probably 20 or 21, like, is this just going to be normal for the rest of my life? Is this who I'm going to be? Behind closed doors, not talking about it, a little bit confused as to, like, is this right or wrong? And I would say that was in the midst of a lot of other decisions that I'd made up until that point. But that, for me, was kind of the kicker. Like, it was kind of the jolt, one of the jolts that said, Leighton, there's got to be more than just being stuck in a constant cycle of decision-making that doesn't sit right with me. And I started realizing that I would look at people that were addicted to, drugs, or, I'd kind of, like, I'd been raised in a very conservative Christian home. So I looked at people that were addicted to things and I said, that's wrong, that's bad, their life must be pretty messed up. And it was like I started noticing that I couldn't say no to masturbating. I couldn't say no to sleeping with a girl. I couldn't say no when a moment arose that was a temptation for me, specifically in my sexuality. And because I couldn't say no, I started realizing this feels like an addiction. And what I'd always thought was an addiction before, I began to redefine. I'm no longer in addiction, just in a substance, which is what I thought before, like alcohol or certain drugs or whatever else. I am in an addiction when I can't say no. So I want you to ask yourself honestly, is there any area of my life, is there anything that I can't say no to? It could even be that the approval of people. But is there anything in my life I can't say no to? That, to me, was how I redefined addiction. And once I realized that I was addicted to masturbating, then it dawned on me that there's got to be something else for my life than being stuck in this addiction. And so I began a journey of trying to get out. And you got to understand, I was in the middle of a very broken season of my life. And to give you, I'll give more stories from the different parts of my life when the time comes. But just to give you a brief overview, all the way back to when I was young, I would say 5, maybe 6 years old, I wanted to be a girl. I remember the feeling of being like in the wrong gender, the wrong sex. I remember wondering, like, I would play Barbies with my sister, and I remember thinking, like, why can't I just be a girl? Like, I want to be a girl. What girls do is fun. And it was innocent. It was like nothing weird about it. It just was a kind of a season, a stage that I went through. You know, up to when I turned, I think I was 12, and there was a girl that I really liked who was a lot older than I was. And I couldn't talk to my parents about anything regarding sex. It was super uncomfortable. They'd never brought up the topic. And I had a really tough relationship with my dad, especially. And so even the idea of talking about sex or sexuality was just like out of the picture. So my one outlet was basically to go to this girl and write her letters and, you know, basically ask her to have sex with me. Cause it, like, I wanted to know, I wanted to understand, what sex was. And it seemed like everybody was, you know, that I heard from the world, cause I couldn't really hear about it in the church, except just don't do it unless you're married. Everyone I heard from in the world was like super fun and awesome. And so I wanted to understand and know about it, all the way up to, you know, dating a girl after I moved out of my parents' house and I was 18, and, you know, different kind of relationships along the way, you know, sleeping with these girls and, you know, finally experiencing like that hit of like pleasure, satisfaction, connection, but still was very self-driven, so like my pleasure, my desire, kind of that addiction. And really let that drive me. I got married to a girl when I was 21. And because kind of our pre-marriage relationship involved sex, sexuality, and everything, the post-marriage world that we lived in was a combination of things. But we'd kind of been hiding everything, just like I'd done most of my life. I mean, sexuality for me was something to hide, because in the church, we didn't talk about it. In my family, we didn't talk about it. So I basically entered a pretty broken relationship in my marriage, and after about 7 months, we split. And then throughout the process of like trying to figure that out over the next few years, I got involved in a couple other relationships sexually, one of which was married. I mean, this addiction for me had led me to a point of literally sabotaging my own life and destroying others' marriages and lives as well. And so the reason I share this with you is because I believe, again, I believe that there's more for us there was more for me than just being stuck in a sexual addiction, whether it was sleeping around, whether it was masturbation, whether it was pornography. I was addicted to pornography for like 10 years until I encountered God. And when I say encounter God, I don't mean like I read the Bible, though God does encounter us through reading the Bible. I encountered God by choosing to be honest. Choosing to be honest with a person in the midst of fear of being judged, fear of what's he going to do? How's he going to respond? I'm like leading worship, leading music. And like all I'd seen in my life was like when stuff like this came forward, like there was sexual addiction or sexual sin behind the scenes, like, you know, basically any leadership or role or connections you had were kind of cut off. And of course I didn't want that, but I was willing to risk it for the sake of coming into the light. And I didn't understand at the time. I was prompted in a moment, and I couldn't tell you where the prompting came from because I didn't understand, but it was like this voice that said, you need to share your struggle with masturbation, with pornography. You need to share it. And then as I shared that, this like little, it was almost like the way I put it is like a door was cracked open. It was like, I've been living in this cave of addiction, of pain that was just bottled up, and it was just growing and growing and growing, getting harder, getting worse. And it was like in this moment, something switched for me. It was like God had cracked open the door to grace. Not judgment of everything I'd done, all the terrible decisions that I'd made, the people I'd hurt, but God cracked open the door to grace, to seeing me for who I really was, who I really could be. And that's what I believe he's saying to you today. No matter what addiction is behind the scenes, no matter what you've kept to yourself, maybe out of fear that people are going to find out and they're going to think worse of you, God sees who you can be. He sees who you really are. And I believe that he's calling you to that. I believe that's why you're watching this video, is because there's more for your life. There's more for all of us. But I believe this is the first step. This was the first step for me. I believe in your places of greatest weakness, God wants to bring strength. And I can confidently say now, 13, 14 years after all of this broke off of my life, I can honestly tell you that this is an area of strength for me. This is an area where God has taken what was weak in me. He's taken what was absolutely destroying me and destroying people and destroying relationships. He's taken that and he's turned it into strength. He's turned it into me being a strength for my family, being a strength for my community, being a strength for men around me. And I want that for you. So I want to ask you, no matter if you believe in Jesus, believe in God, no matter if you don't, maybe you've never heard any of this before, you've never heard about Jesus. The amazing thing about the Lord is he loves you no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter any of those things, the place in your life where maybe you feel the most broken, he loves you in the middle of that. And he wants to talk to you about it. He wants to invite you in with grace, with love, with compassion. So today, I'm inviting you I'm going to be really practical here. I'm inviting you to ask him a question. And you can just repeat after me. We say, Holy Spirit, take me back to the place of greatest weakness or greatest struggle in my life. And you can close your eyes, let him take you back. And this may be painful, and I get that, but I believe it's really important. Holy Spirit, take me back to the place of greatest pain or struggle in my life. And just let him take you there. Imagine it. Let him show you. And once you see that in your imagination, I want you to ask Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, how do you feel about this moment in my life? And listen for what he says. And then in this place, I want you to ask Jesus, to say, Jesus, show me where you were in this moment. As you're visualizing it in your head, in your imagination, as Holy Spirit's taking you there and showing you this moment, ask Jesus, Jesus, show me where you were in this moment. And if you need more time, feel free to take more time. But this is a powerful thing. And I just want to declare over you in Joel 3:10 in the Bible, it says, let the weak say, I am a warrior. And in your place of weakness today, God is saying you are a warrior. And he will make you a warrior if you choose to let him. His power is made perfect in your weakness. And he wants to do that today. I hope you'll follow along with me as we continue these conversations. I'm really looking forward to what God is going to do, but I just right now just bless you, and I seal what God has shown you in your spirit. God is longing to reveal himself to you in new ways, in freedom, in life you've never experienced before. It's available for you. God has it for you. And I'm so excited that we get to do this together. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Sex Talks. We believe the topic of healthy sexuality is essential, and more people need to hear it. If you've been impacted by this podcast, please consider sharing and subscribing. For additional episodes, resources, or to connect with us, please visit our website at sextalks.tv or follow us on major social media platforms.